What's that one?
Boxing arena.
Right, sweet.
Yeah. Look, it's like fire and stocking.
Oh, yes, yeah, yeah. I got you. Is that on? How's it going? Andre Bay, how you doing, man? Pretty nice day today, right? I think it was down here too. I was up north all day. Well, I got our tree up, guys, and got it all put together. It's kind of cool sorting through the ornaments and finding all the, you know, we still have like our first, let's see, we were married in 03. Still the first, you know, years of ornaments. And then for a long time, what was the name of that pharmacy that used to be, where Goodwill is now, and we'd go there every year for Christmas, and everybody would choose a new Christmas ornament. It was cool. Hey, Debbie Salzman, how's it going? Hey, you know what's crazy though? Silas or Tidy, what's the percentage? All of our Christmas trees come from Canada.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like huge. That in my history.
Titus read that in his history book, that all these Christmas trees come from Canada. And Czech pharmacy, like Canada, yeah.
I think.
So for all of my, you know, all of my talk about liking the outdoors and liking our area and everything, you know, why the heck don't I go cut my own Christmas tree up in the forest? So I made a commitment this year to the family that was the last Christmas tree we're going to buy. And we need to go get a Rogue Sisiku Doug fir to be our Christmas tree. So that's what I'm going for next year. Chico Pharmacy. Yeah, Candace. So who now, hey Diana. So which local shops sell Christmas ornaments now? Because I need a new place to go to. I wonder if Semi-Aquatic. I wonder if Semi-Aquatic sells them. Diana, I just read an email from you. They have memorial plaques for wreath event going on. Thanks. It's going to be awesome. Yeah, it is going to be an awesome deal, Holly. Debbie, I was going to ask you what the situation would be, Debbie, if we go to the extreme COVID scale, you know, and what that'll limit and what you guys are planning on doing for that. So, yeah, I don't know. I was thinking about that, last time I was on, actually. Yeah, exactly how that would work out, but I'm looking forward to doing that event. That'll be cool. It'd be really cool to see just a huge group of local veterans, you know, really, really big, really, really big group. I've shied away from past, like, you know, like Veterans Day, Memorial Day stuff at the port where you have speakers and things. I've usually just purposely not participated in those, which wasn't not the best idea. I was just trying to stay kind of not political on those ones. So anyway, I'm looking forward to yours, Debbie. Plenty of room out there at the cemetery. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, Holly. And it's just, it's one of those things with, you know, the letter of the law or the letter of the regulation, and really what makes sense, really what the spirit behind it is. So, like, for example, restaurants being limited to a percentage of capacity, you know, like they can be open at 25% or 50% of capacity. Well, what is that? What capacity is it? Well, local restaurants, you know, the only real, like, capacity number they have is something given to them by the fire marshal. And it's actually really, you know, that capacity number is really high. So the 25%, you know, isn't, it's not like 25% of their normal, you know, non-COVID tables and things they have set up. They're doing 25% off of fire marshal. At least one outfit that I know of. So it's interesting. So yeah, plenty of room out in the cemetery, you know, whatever, spread out. Or I don't remember what the outdoor event limit is, for the high risk thing is. So I got, we plan to still do it. May not have as many people and no food served if it goes to extreme. Yeah, if it goes to extreme, no food served. But no matter what, those wreaths are getting laid, right? So Dave Barnes, you just said, I think it's based on the number of seats. Well, it's not. I mean, restaurants calling the city and saying, well, what is it that we're supposed to do? What is it based on? And the city going, well, you know, what is the building capacity? What's the only capacity number that you have? It's the patron capacity that the governor gave them. So that's what I'm saying. Local restaurants, I don't know what they're all doing, but yeah, anyway. Linda Bozak, I didn't see if she was on yet. She asked me about the about the trash can at Bankus Park. And I don't know if she got, I don't know if when she reached out to, like, the city, if she got stonewalled or, I don't know, not happy with the answer. Or, I mean, shoot, I wouldn't blame her or any UKCIW folks for not really even asking the city and just asking me instead. So anyway, trash can at Bankus Park, from a quick reply, is it'll be back by the first of the year, and that they ordered a new, the new trash cans with kind of a small hole in it instead of it just being opened in a, you know, a big area to put household trash. Trying to find where I read that. So, you know, it's kind of a bigger conversation though with the trash cans and stuff, because the idea of trash cans getting used too much, so we take them out, and benches getting used too much or getting used in a way that we don't like them being used, the answer is take them out. And that's not gonna fly. So a couple of you that are, you know, those of you that are on here all the time, think about this, because I'm going to end up bringing it back up in a couple weeks about trash cans downtown and what exactly it is that you would, you know, that you would expect the city to do. So right now, their trash cans are dumped every other day, which is not enough. And downtown, the downtown trash cans and some of the household waste that gets in there, some of it is looking like, and I'm not surprised that it's, you know, downtown merchants maybe putting their trash in there. And trash has always been kind of an expensive thing around here. And since I've had a business here, in a dumpster. You know, it's something that, that business owners have to go through too, like padlocking their dumpsters and stuff, because trash is expensive and people always want to throw it in public receptacles or other business receptacles. So as far as you guys thinking about this, so if the city, rather than dumping trash cans every other day, we double it and we dump a trash can every single day, that would be about the max that I could possibly foresee us dumping a trash can. And it still won't. So like that one at Bankus Park, that thing will get full in less than a day. It gets crammed full of trash. And so it ended up getting like moved a couple times or something. Like Nature's Coastal Holiday did the lights and stuff. And so they pulled it and have a new one coming. So, Candace, if you talk to Linda, or actually she'll probably watch this. So first of the year is what I know right now. Which seems like a long stinking time to be without, but it's coming back. So if the problem is that garbage cost is the problem, let's address the problem. Yeah. So you want to talk about trash costs a little bit? So I don't any longer, but I sat on the county solid waste and recycling committee for like 4 years. When I was a younger counselor, and it gave me a good perspective of the trash and recycling situation in the state of Oregon. So Oregon Department of Environmental Quality mandates, and they put it on the county, they mandate a percentage of total waste in the waste stream. They mandate a percentage of that needs to get recycled, and they shoulder the county with that responsibility. When I was on there, and so this, I haven't been on that committee for like, I don't know, 5 years, maybe 6 years. At that time, I want to say it was 22%. Or something that the county, that was the recycling threshold that the county needed to hit. Why it's the county's bag, I don't know exactly. But it's an interesting thing, what we do with our recyclables and what we do with our trash, and how they're bundled up and driven up like recyclables, I think, go up to White City. Linda, good. Going up to White City and our trash being shipped to a landfill instead of us having a landfill. And I saw the reason for the high cost of trash here, you know, and the crazy the issue with recycling, in that good or bad, it's just a statement of fact that the more that you and I recycle, the more we're paying for trash service. So the more we recycle and gets out of the trash stream those recyclables get shipped, and it costs money to do that, the higher all of our trash bills are. So it's a quandary, right? Because you want to encourage recycling. But at the same time, it's understanding exactly like, well, these recyclables get bundled and thrown on a diesel truck, and they're driven like 300 miles to some recycling outfit, and just really what's really worth recycling or not. That's going in the wrong direction. The recycling and costing, Candace. Yeah. Yeah, it's an interesting thing. I remember when I was sitting on that committee, it's just like, holy smokes, man. It just made no sense. And the DEQ guy, he was, you know, just like poster child DEQ, man. Tall, skinny as a rail, not married, about 40 years old, white dude, you know, just stinking government ticket, man. Yeah. We're trashy critters. I know. I think the answer isn't, I mean, one, either recycling and the ability to recycle and the actual, like, plants, recycling plants, like technology and the cost of that. Technology needs to go up, the cost of it needs to go down. But really, I think it's a change in the waste that we generate, man. We need to get it on the front end. Which is a segue into a funny story. I was, we're as far as away as we can be. Yeah, Dave, but there's really no, we should have a landfill closer, you know, we should. And back in the days of incinerating our garbage, you know, there's a way to do that that's actually fairly environmental. But that's not where we are. What was I going to say? I don't remember. Trying to, like, on a personal, like, family level, try to buy quality stuff that lasts longer. You know, try to not accumulate things that go into the trash can. Try to buy things without, you know, a tremendous amount of packaging and everything. Oh, that's what I was going to say. Like, buying, I dig the whole Patagonia, the REI, selling used gear thing and buying quality stuff, you know, so it lasts longer and so you don't throw it away. I'm in the gas station the other night, and since I've been on Facebook, people will notice me that would never have noticed me before. Like gas station attendants and stuff. Anyway, so I'm up at the register and I've got my mask on and I'm dressed fairly like I am now. And the dude ringing me up, he goes, oh, that is you. And he goes, man, I really dig the plaids. I said, oh, well, thanks. He goes, Walmart? I'm like, no, man, they're Patagonia. But I like these ones because they don't have the Patagonia sticker on them. Yeah. That reminds me, Andre, I appreciate you giving me a pat on the back for coming on live. You know, it's an interesting thing and has, it has the consequences of it, good and bad. And there's been some that I've found, some consequences of it that I didn't see coming. And, you know, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, when I look back, I'm interested to see what my opinion is of this time of my being mayor and going live and everything, and the gas station celebrity. Yeah. You know, with the perspective of looking back and after it works all out, you know, and the consequences of it and how it's changed the actual dynamic of me being mayor and it's changed me and so obviously the kind of mayor that I am too. Yeah, that's an interesting byproduct of going on Facebook, as all of a sudden a whole different, like, not class, but circle, you know, other circles that I had never really been in or gotten to, all of a sudden, like, whoa, wait, aren't you the mayor? What are the negatives, Candace, of me coming on here? Well, not so much negatives as the cost of it. So what's the cost of me coming on here? Like, obviously from the get-go, there's just the practical logistic, time slots, right? The cost. And, I have noticed, I've noticed times that I have done less. So do you remember when I first started this, I referred to like the daytime mayor stuff and this being kind of the nighttime mayor stuff, like the after hours. Peeps disappear like when you quit drinking. I have found that I've different times it's like, oh crap, I let that one slip. Some of that daytime mayor stuff, you know, returning emails and things like that. Just the time constraints of it. And Candace, I mean, I've spoken before about how it kind of changes the dynamic of of how other people talk and work with me. And the extent of that, I'm not totally sure on, because not everyone tells me, right? And not everyone's open with me about, one, whether or not they even watch my chats, and two, what they think about my chats. And so when you're kind of dealing in like the political realm and stuff, and I've told you this, Candace, too, before, that whole showing my cards, you know, coming on 3 times a week, anybody that wants to know what I'm thinking can find out exactly what I'm thinking. And in days past, people not always knowing what I was thinking would be advantageous when I wanted to get something done. You know, that's the only thing. And here, you know, I was always like an intel gatherer, right? I wanted to see everyone else's cards before I even showed one of mine. And now it's like, it's opposite. It's opposite. LOL, for a guy who spends time on construction sites, you have a very clean vocabulary. Ah, Dave. Yeah. Not so much on construction sites. I try to keep it clean. It's tough sometimes. Let's see, was that it? Was that all you guys gave me? One thing I was thinking about, guys, we love how open you are and it helps us feel safe. Yeah, Catherine, and so, you know, the cost and benefit, I can't, the benefit far outweighs the cost when I just am able to rest in the fact that all of a sudden a whole bunch of people that didn't even know the city had a mayor or knew absolutely nothing about city government, all of a sudden can just, from the comfort of your smartphone, get on, and if nothing else, you get to see who I am. You get to hear me talk for a little bit, and if you watch for really any length of time at all, you kind of figure out who I am. So that's important, you know, especially in the days and times we live. When I first started this, for those of you that don't remember, I mean, this was not exactly something that like I sat down and planned. It was kind of out of compulsion when COVID hit, and then it was kind of like day at a time. And, you know, looking forward, it's just, just see how it goes. A lot of the downsides, Candace, that isn't really worth anything to anybody else, but For me coming on and talking like this and just the logistics of like just kind of talking to myself, except I have some of you people in my mind that I'm talking to, but you know how that makes me sound and everything. Though I don't know which word to use, either humbling or humiliating, but it's those two words combined are what I get out of this, and that's not always super. It's not always super comfortable, especially like again working with colleagues and working with other people in the political realm. That's not a vibe I'm used to putting off. You know, I'm used to having a different vibe that I put off, and some of you know what I'm talking about. Question: have any businesses in town been hassled or fined by OHA, OSHA, or OLCC? Yes, Dave. I know of at least two. I don't know of any fines levied, but I know of at least two that got pretty stern warnings earlier on. I haven't heard of any lately. Like, I can tell you that there hasn't been any, like, OSHA's not making the rounds. Like, I wouldn't have been surprised to see an OSHA guy walk into the shop and try to explain to Bob Pieper all of the COVID rules, you know, just like they come to town and they hit all the businesses, and I haven't seen that, so. Yeah, I think it's great. You're down to earth, honest. So I think that's all you guys gave me, right? Oh, all of the rounds of thanks for Leslie Wilkinson and Nature's Coastal Holiday. And yeah, that's well deserved. It's interesting. I wonder how many other people. So like when I was driving through it downtown with my family, you know, most of it's on the highway, right? But passing it at 25 miles an hour, it's pretty much as slow as I could go without worrying about getting pulled over, and it's still too fast. I was trying to hit you need to be able to hit a red light on the 5th Street intersection to be able to really see him. So, yeah, good deal for KCIW, for Nature's Coastal Holiday. All right, guys. So, one thing I'm kind of thinking about for the next couple of months, like once one of these days a week, maybe like on a Thursday, what if it's just like open, like live question time, you know, and there could be some kind of awkwardness in it with, like if nobody asks a question, but if I get on here and just say, hey guys, how's it going? And then wait for comments and see if anybody will ask me interesting questions. An interesting thing, like one thing that I thought I would run into doing this that I really haven't, is I've never really, you guys have all been pretty easy on me as far as hitting me with like super pointed and deliberate and controversial questions. So that's interesting. So I'm thinking about that. You guys can think about it. I'm not saying I'm going to do it yet, but I think it would be Thursdays that I would do it. Just literally make it question, just a question time. I know I solicit questions and everything every time I post, but it might actually take me just sitting here for 3 minutes looking in the camera until someone comes up with a decent question to ask me. So. All right. Other than that, it's good to be back. Good to be back chatting with you guys too, a couple times a week. That's cool. I enjoy seeing you, and especially some of you usual suspects that I'm used to chatting with. It's good. It's good to see you guys. Okay, so I will see you Thursday. No. I will see you Sunday, man. Weekend's coming up. That's right. Yeah, weekend. So I'll see you Sunday at 6:00. All right. Good night.